It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today, many students are returning to the classroom for the new school year. Reporter Suvan Lee has been working on a story about why many students begin college-level learning in high school. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
So tell us about this. I recall taking some of those classes many decades ago, but there seems to be just so many more students taking college-level courses these days.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so this is a program called Early College, which is not unique to Hawaii. This is a nationwide trend, but in the last few years or so in Hawaii, it's really expanded. So what this is high schools will partner with local community colleges to bring those college instructors onto the high school campus to offer these college-level courses to high school students. Of course, there's some backgrounding there. There's assessment placements to assess where this high schooler might be in terms of passing into this class. But once that's established, sure, they're free to enroll and sign up for these early college classes to build toward their post-secondary education.
Right, and you talked about students that were just starting, let's say, high school, and yet they're already, you know, enrolled in classes so early on.
That's right. I think it depends from school to school, but a lot of high school administrators are interested in reaching out to younger and younger kids as early as middle school and incoming freshmen. And I think the idea there is to really sort of to build their interest from an early age. I know that schools are interested in getting kids more into the college mindset, particularly in underserved communities or geographic locations in Hawaii, where college might not necessarily be on the radar for some of these kids.
Right, and I do get that you want to encourage our youngsters to push themselves, really, and aim high. But there's a part of me that sort of wonders, gosh, can't we just let the kids be kids and live in the moment sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people would share that sentiment here. There is definitely a dialogue that's been ongoing in Hawaii as far as the readiness for some of these kids for college. And I think it really does depend on that kid and the family and their circumstances. Sure, you have plenty of self-driven, self-motivated kids who are ready to experience that level of rigor and, that extra coursework on their plate. And there are kids who might need to just be high schoolers and just take the classes that are offered at that level. But I think as Hawaii is moving towards sort of these grander initiatives to get more kids on that college path to perhaps one day fuel the workforce in Hawaii and contribute to the economy, it's been on the minds of state leaders and administrators to really, start that kind of college activation early. But definitely, I think, based on my conversations with sources for the story, it's a dialogue that continues and the questions need to be answered. Is this right for every child?
And so what do our rates show? I mean, is this on the increase here? Are there more kids, really going off to college with all these extra classes?
So right now the college going rate in Hawaii has remained pretty flat over the last 6 years at about 55%, which is a little lower than the national average. Now it does depend from school to school as far as the increase of that college going rate amongst its students, and I think the statistics, it's a little too early to tell whether it's going to stick. But I think more important than the college going rate is the college retention and persistence rate, which is, the rate at which a college freshman would stick on to their sophomore year. Those, I think, are the numbers that people are really going to be watching carefully as we move forward, because, as we know, it's not just important to get into college, but stay in college. So I think that people will be looking closely at that as we go forward.
I remember when my daughter was getting ready to go off to college, one of her advisors had said, you realize you have all these AP classes, you can finish college much faster, get it done in 3 years, and then if you want to go on to med school, then you're out in life a lot sooner if you start earlier, which
right,
is an interesting
right.
concept. Save your parents money.
and of course, and we haven't gotten to that yet. Of course, the whole financial aspect of this is hard to ignore. I mean, what parent wouldn't want to shave off some of that cost of tuition by taking free college classes in high school for their kid? That's a big piece of it. I mean, the state is dedicated to this. It spent $1.5 million last session to dole out to schools, which will be at least enough through summer 2019. So it remains to be seen, how much more funding they're willing to dedicate to this in coming years. But sure, the financial aspect of this, it cannot be underestimated.
All right. Thanks, Suman. Interesting topic.
Thank you.
That was reporter Suman Lee with today's reality check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.